instead of Julia with Sustainable Solutions. This morning, she sent a couple of guests, and they're very special guests because I just found out one of the guests is on the board of, I always want to keep calling it Sustainable Solutions.
New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm used to calling it Sustainable Solutions now. And I forgot your theme song this morning. We were talking. It's Kermit the Frog singing.
If you say so.
You don't know Kermit the Frog?
I know Kermit the Frog, but I didn't know it was our theme song.
Well, it's not necessarily the theme song, but it's hard being green.
It's hard being green, that's right. For sure.
Yes.
But it's exciting being green, too.
And learning about being green.
We're learning all the time.
Most of the time, I have found there are a lot of things that I've already been doing or have known all my life that were green ways and didn't know that it was there the whole time.
Good for you. That's wonderful. Good for you, Heidi.
That is Sister Susan Gatz. Did I say that correctly?
Correctly.
And Carolyn Cromer.
That's right. Hi.
Hi. And get comfortable. I'm sorry you look like you were going to do the limbo there for a second. Carolyn, you are the Director of Ecological Sustainability at Nazareth.
I am.
What does that entail? What do you do at Nazareth?
Well, excuse me, my primary role is to support the sisters' mission to care for all creation. And they also have a commitment towards ecological justice, environmental justice. So that can be anything from they have a goal to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2037. So it's supporting that through renewable energy and energy efficiency. But it could also be, gosh, I'm replacing my floor. And what's the most sustainable flooring material? Is it wood? Is it linoleum? Or I have to do carpets. What's that? And what about paint? And sort of all those nuts and bolts of just daily living that sometimes it's really hard to make that, quote, green decision because you just don't know all the information.
Exactly. And Julia is the part that goes out to us, to the average person, and educates us in the more, well, not the more, but the easier ways, like I said earlier, that have always been there that we didn't realize we already knew.
That's right. And that's part of the mission of the New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future. And we're just delighted that this year we sent out and we've gotten a lot of new members mm-hmm. to be part of that. And these are people who themselves are very committed to living sustainably. And so it's growing a community of people who want to support each other in doing that and learning more and more, like you said, Heidi, about how you can do it. It takes a kind of mindful way of living to think, how do we take care of creation in a really healthy way? And that taking care of creation is taking care of us too, because sometimes we forget that we are creation and we are a part of that. And what happens to creation is really affecting us. And what we do is affecting the rest of creation, our brothers and sisters around the world. And that means like all the birds and the bees and the plants and the trees. How's that for a song? Hey? Anyway, so just trying to be aware of that and like you said, learning more and more how to do that. And that's what Carolyn is really helping the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth do, especially, well, around the world. We have sisters in India and Nepal, in mm-hmm. Belize, in Central America, in Kenya and Botswana, in Africa, as well as here in the United States. And around the world, our sisters are really trying to see how do we care for creation where they are. And she's really helping us on the Nazareth campus. And I don't know, in case your listeners don't know, the Nazareth campus is the Sisters of Charity of Nazareth, the mother house. And it's about 2 miles north of Bardstown mm-hmm. on 31. So we really are delighted when people want to come and enjoy the beauty of the place. We have lots of people who come and walk on our campus. We have a really lovely walking path. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for cardio, it'll give you cardio because mm-hmm. there are some serious hills on that walking path.
Oh, yes. See, my grandmother, who's passed now, I grew up at her house on Plum Run. which is diagonal across from, you know, what I'm talking about.
Sure.
So my grandmother and I, or my cousins and I, we would go walking way before those paths were there. It would just be little worn paths, not official paths.
Correct.
And we would go walking or go to the mother house and look around. So, oh, yeah, very familiar with walking over there. And it just has this peaceful feeling.
It's a very peaceful feeling. And people tell us that. And Carolyn's really helping to make sure that that the atmosphere and the trees and all of the landscaping that we're doing is helping to continue to create that that atmosphere of peace, because we really believe that's a part of the mission that we have, is to share that. And for us, for Sisters of Charity, that whole commitment comes from our belief. It's a faith thing for us. Mm-hmm. It comes from our belief that God, our Creator, gave us this wonderful, beautiful world, and it's our responsibility to really help it thrive and grow. So that's part of what, it's exciting for us, I think, to feel like we're in kinship with that land. We've been on that property, on that land, over 200 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. We just celebrated our bicentennial.
I remember that.
Remember, mm-hmm. on the campus. For last year, mm-hmm. in 2022. So we feel like it's a gift, and we just want to take responsibility and love it and care for it as best we can. So, and so we hired Carolyn to help us to do that.
Now, Carolyn, I have a question. When people have a fundraiser, you know how they have those big cardboard cutouts, and it shows how close they're getting to their goal. Do you have something, maybe not literal like that, but do you have something that shows, or something in your mind maybe, that shows you're getting close to a goal? And if you do, what is that goal?
That's a hard question. probably the easiest thing that we have that's, you know, close to what you're describing is our goal to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Mm-hmm. But even that is tricky, because to do that, you have to quantify them. And so one of the things we're trying to do right now is figure out, well, what are our greenhouse gas emissions? What are we responsible for putting up into the atmosphere? And so we're trying to measure that through utility bills. That's one way that a household could do that. You could do it by looking at the gasoline. If you have a gasoline or diesel burning vehicle, how much are you burning? And then there are all kinds of equations on how many emissions that produces, depending on the model of car you have or the year. Mm-hmm. You could do it by, if you travel by air, there are ways of understanding what your emissions are, you know, what you're responsible for by flying by air. It kind of goes on and on. It gets very complicated, though. Mm-hmm. When you start looking at the products that you buy, or the things that you use in your life that you are the end user, but you aren't responsible for making it or,
right,
you know, seeing that, it can be difficult to measure those emissions. But, you know, because more and more people are interested in knowing these kinds of things, it has put more pressure on manufacturers to be able to release that kind of information to the public, and it, mm-hmm. makes them examine it. So it's baby steps, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Getting there is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
First, like you said, a baby step, mm-hmm. but at least it's a step.
It is a step.
Yeah. So what else do you want to talk about today?
Well, I think we just wanted people to know that we have other things on the Nazareth campus. If people would like to come and visit us, that we have a community garden, which is open to the public. They may come and reserve a plot for the summer and grow vegetables and be part of that community. We also have some environmental education that we can offer to the public. I work with a terrific AmeriCorps volunteer who Julia was my AmeriCorps volunteer a few years ago. And so, mm-hmm. she started that tradition. But our AmeriCorps volunteer can do an environmental education for teachers in classrooms, or we can have schools come and do field trips on our campus, or bring their programs that we have offered for families, mm-hmm. who want to learn about, say, stream ecology or forest ecology. We also, for those people who are interested in volunteering on a more regular basis and being part of helping our wildlife habitat be as healthy as it can be, we are looking for volunteers to help us remove invasive plants on campus. And so that might be autumn olive, bush honeysuckle, multiflora rose. We have some plants that are not native to this part of the world that have come in And what they're doing is crowding out our native plants. Mm-hmm. And all the other creatures that depend on those native plants are suffering because of it. So we're trying to make room for them.
So if someone wants to find out more information, just of the few things that you mentioned, how can they do that?
Well, they can reach out to the main Mother House line, which is 348-1500. And they can ask for me, Carolyn Cromer. Or they can go on our website, which is nazareth.org, and look at our ecological sustainability webpage. And we have contact information there and things that people can do. We also have a retreat center if people are interested in programs for more personal enrichment. And that is under Nazareth Retreat Center, if you Google that on our webpage. So those are a few ways.
Anything else you want to mention for me before we let you ladies go? And hopefully you'll be able to sub for Julia again sometime soon.
We'd love to sub for Julia. The other thing I wanted to say is, ecology is about the whole person. It's about our whole life. And our sisters are always happy to pray for people. And you can go on our website, like Carolyn said, and there's a place where you can go in. And if there's something that you really want us to pray for, you can put that in. And our sisters will be more than happy to lift that up in prayer. So another thing that I feel like, it's a part of our life together, mm-hmm. as a human family.
Mind, body, spirit, and planet.
Correct. You got it, Heidi. Yeah.
And your website again?
It's nazareth.org, or okay. You can look under just Sisters of Charity of Nazareth. It'll pop up. Right.
Thank you both for coming in this morning, Carolyn Cromer and Sister Susan Gatz.
Thank you, Heidi. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Heidi.
Not a problem. Anytime you want to come in and just hang out.
All right. Listen to music.
And I have a feeling you'd be really good at limbo because you've just been laying back every time she would need to use the mic. It just is she good at limbo?
The sisters are good at so many things. It would not surprise me if limbo was one of their skills.
Very, very diplomatic, Carolyn.
Because she's your boss, so you have to say that. Thanks again for coming
in. All right. Thanks, Heidi. Thanks so much.
You got the rocket at 102.7 WOKH.